stressing the point that we should keep what we have agreed and focus on the implementation. If we put together the fiscal stimulus and the automatic stabilizers, the effort of the European Union for these 2 years is between 3 and 4% of GDP, at least 3.3%. It's a very important effort. And this was indeed a point of convergence between all the leaders during our meeting. Regarding the internal market, it was very clearly stated that the internal market is the engine for recovery to support growth and jobs. And there was a clear support for the role of the Commission as guardian of the treaties to avoid any kind of fragmentation of the internal market. And in fact, we have discussed specific issues, namely the automotive sector, and I was very happy to see the support for the communication that the European Commission made public this week regarding the automotive sector. Regarding the Central and Eastern European countries, we have agreed to go on with our support. We are already doing a lot, but we are deciding on a case-by-case basis. We have decided to make the front-loading of the structural funds of the European Union. This year, 2009, there will be 11 billion euros of front-loading. And from those 11 billion, 7 billion will be for Central and Eastern European countries. We have already increased a facility for direct support to balance of payments. Already two countries of Central and Eastern European countries are benefiting from that facility. And we are already also doing a lot through the European Investment Bank. So yes, we are going to support the Central and East European countries, but we have to decide on a case-by-case basis. There are very different situations. In the Central and Eastern European countries, we have already countries in the euro area, countries that are not in the euro area. We have countries with surplus, countries with deficits. We have countries with very important growth, others in a recession. You see, so it's why it's not so easy to simplify and to make a generalization of the situation. Some people, when they look at Central Eastern European Europe, looking for outside of Europe, they believe it's more or less all the same. This is not the case. There are very different situations. All countries of the European Union, except those who have negotiated opt-outs, have the right but also the duty to become members of the euro. We are in a European Monetary Union, and the European Union is also about that. But for that, they should make the same the others have done, to respect the criteria. We are ready to support them meeting the criteria, but it is clear that the European Union does not accept now changing the rules to become member of the euro.
Country.
This has to be done also by each country, because once again, we have banks in difficult situations, but others not in such a difficult situation. What we can do at European level, and we have done it this week, was to define guidelines for the impaired assets. And I was very happy to see that there was a great convergence of views supporting the guidelines put forward by the Commission. So it's now up to each member state to see what they have to do to restore the flow of credit to the real economy.